homosexuality, bondage to homosexual lifestyle. I worked with gays and lesbians and never let that affect how I treated them. I considered them my friends. I never offended them because of my Christian morals. I was tolerant. We're now at a point, though, because of tolerance, where Christians are being pushed into a corner. We're not being tolerated. So I repent of being tolerant. It was never God's will. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach tolerance. Christians should forgive, be merciful, and love. Let's take a look at these three words. Forgiveness is when someone has done you wrong and you do not hold it against them. Mercy is when the wrongdoer does not have to pay for their wrongs. Love is when you look beyond a person's fault and see the potential they have in Christ and do what you can do to bring them to that potential. In each of these words, there is the implicit understanding that wrong has been done, or in the least, that the object is in need. The reality is that homosexuality is perversion. It is sin. And sin is a spiritual sickness. Sin is what caused man to fall in Eden. Sin is what required Christ Jesus to suffer and die. Sin should never be tolerated. It should be eradicated. The only way it can be eradicated is through the power of the new birth. By tolerating the sin of homosexuality, we've allowed it to spread and metastasize just like a cancer. A prostitute has the right to be a prostitute. A Satanist has the right to be a Satanist. A hater has the right to hate, but the right to commit these sins and live out those lifestyles does not negate the fact that it is sin. So what we have here is an impasse. The homosexual does not have any more right to change a Christian's behavior than the Christian does to change the behavior of the homosexual. For government to side with homosexuals is sin. Now, governments will not stand before God, but those who vote, those who decide on behalf of the government, will. If you do not tell a non-Christian they're lost, you fail in your responsibility to Christ Jesus, and you allow that person to continue toward destruction. You, in fact, do not love them. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine." It is clear from the above that we are not to tolerate only. Update 2018, December the 9th. Terms and truth. Homosexuality is an immoral perversion of God's procreation model for a man and a woman. The LGBTQ movement is satanic in nature. Whenever immorality is justified, rest assured, Satan is behind it. Rank and file people often do not spend the time to make an explanatory statement about something they are completely averse to. They just call it a name. Vulgarity and crassness in the expression of a point does not nullify the point. The fascist left is using the harsh terms applied to immorality to criticize the user of those terms. This is just a deceitful tactic to make good evil and evil good. Update 2019, December 30th. The destructiveness of homosexuality. People think that Sodom was an unusually barbaric situation. It was not. It was a prosperous city that matured to the point that they legitimized homosexuality. Abraham negotiated God down to finding just 10 righteous people in Sodom. There weren't that many. Amazingly, the whole city had accepted homosexuality as normal. God destroyed the city to make perfectly clear his stance with respect to legitimizing gross immorality. Christ Jesus has paid the price for all sin for all time. This is so that we may have a personal relationship with God. However, the spiritual laws about sin and death are still in effect. The consequences of sin fall on us regardless of whether we're believers or not when we sin. A true person of faith acknowledges their sin and determines to depart from it. A person who legitimizes sin is not in fellowship with God, period. As a society, we will be destroyed as a result of legitimizing homosexuality. Christians will suffer the consequences of acceptance and legitimization because we are part of that society. So with respect to immorality, it is in our nation's best interest that Christians come against the enemy directly, much as the Old Testament prophets did. Even Jesus said, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. I'm a faith and grace minister, but when people trample the blood of Christ, I'm determined to deal with them as who they are, children of Satan, condemning their rejection of the authority and grace of God and joining forces with Satan himself. We all need to recognize that we're at a crossroads. The enemy has shown his true colors. We need to rise up in the power of the Spirit and Word, our sword, against the gates of hell in the name of Christ Jesus and rebuke the enemy wherever we encounter him, as often as we encounter him. If we don't, prepare to be taken by force to the magistrate and face torture, prison, and death for allegiance to our Lord, Jesus Christ. Don't ask God to protect you from the persecution that will come. He will not do it. God has given us His Spirit to preach the gospel, and we have failed to preach it to every creature. We have not resisted the devil. Rather, we've given place to him. So, Satan has moved in to take over. If we do not rise to the occasion, we will see America become a satellite to the kingdom of the beast, where all those who refuse his mark, name, and number are persecuted, while all those who receive his mark, name, or number are doomed to the lake of fire. Personally, I don't expect a pre-trib rapture. I believe that we Christians control the future of earth as stewards of Christ Jesus. If we allow Satan to set up the throne on earth, God will send Jesus to knock him off that throne. Yes, we long to see Jesus, but there are consequences for our poor stewardship. Do you believe Satan has more power than God's children? If so, you've been fed a lie. Wake up from sleep. Stir up the gift that is in you. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel 11:32b.